Joint Ways and Means Committee to order for June 26, 2007. One item on our work session agenda, that's Senate Bill 858, being engrossed, being carried by my fellow co-chair, Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-chair, colleagues. Senate Bill 858 gives adult foster care home providers the right to collectively bargain with the state. The governor already issued an executive order in June of 2007. Is that the correct date?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Directing the Department of Human Services to engage in collective bargaining negotiations and attempt to reach an agreement with eligible adult foster care home providers. This measure will codify much of the governor's executive order. The measure does have a fiscal impact on the Department of Administrative Services of $126,000 other funds. It is expected that this cost will be absorbed within the previously approved budget of the Human Resources Services Division of that agency, so no further funds will be appropriated. Colleagues, I recommend Senate Bill 858B be reported out, do pass.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Discussion? Senator Whitson, please.
Thank you, Co-Chair Schrader. Just a question. What union or labor organization was selected by the governor to be the exclusive representative of adult foster care providers?
Staff, do you know the answer to that?
Mr. Chair, Senator Whitson, I believe it's SEIU.
Thank you. Further discussion? Let's...
Discussion.
I think you're probably right.
Would you like to discuss, Representative?
I would. Yes, please. Go ahead. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. It appears to me that Senate Bill 858 is flawed, that those who would be covered by the proposed bill are nearly all, or many of which, are standalone entities, which are preempted from coverage under the state bargaining law as a result of the National Labor Relations Board guidelines, and that the federal law, as it's set forth, is fairly clear that those who are considered employers are not permitted by federal law to seek such representation, while those who work for those licensees would be. And we seem to be in conflict with that with this bill.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Further discussion?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. You know, this bill sets another precedent where you have an employer that's under contract with the state of Oregon to provide adult foster care, and we actually control the rates. This body here controls how much the adult foster care providers will receive under contract, and now we're moving away from an employer contractual arrangement into giving the SEIU the ability to organize individuals as a union. All we're doing is forcing a private entity to join SEIU in a membership. I think this sets a precedent that is going to lead us down a path in this building that we may truly be sorry for later. You know, we also contract with services with the elderly disabled. When I look at the contractual arrangement with the Department of Human Services, approximately 80% of their budget is contracts. So I think we need to think about that as we talk about this particular bill. Are we going to actually unionize everyone who has a contract with the state of Oregon?
Thank you very much. Further comments?
Just a
repeat the appearance.
Question. Thank you. And maybe to the carrier and could be to staff. Why would the state pick who represents employees rather than the employees picking on their own? And is there any precedence for that kind of decision?
I'll take a first step at responding. Maybe Steph has further. This is the Ways and Means Committee, and those issues have already been addressed in policy committees. So I haven't
attempted to look into those, because it is my understanding that it's our job as Ways and Means simply to look at the fiscal impact. Since there was a $126,000 fiscal impact, I think it was appropriate for the substantive committee to refer this to us. We have looked at it. We've determined that the agency can absorb those costs. What that means is some other services that would otherwise have been done by the agency will be deferred or otherwise restricted, and that's the extent of our role as Ways and Means.
Follow-up, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, and I appreciate that answer. So in terms of precedence, we often discuss policy here, and especially in the lateness of the session, we've had a considerable amount of policy discussion. So I would respectfully request that if staff can answer the question that I previously asked, that we could address that.
Staff, do you have anything to add?
Mr. Chair, Rebs and Hannah, all I know is that the direction was included in the governor's executive order to designate SEIU to reach an agreement with the eligible adult foster care home providers.
The language
in the bill just codifies that directive that the governor made.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. In regards to the statement made about policy versus finance, I think there's some inconsistencies involved in that statement. And what I recall a couple months ago, House Bill 3540, which was the Measure 37 ballot measure that never received a public hearing, and certainly is a policy issue that was through seven different committees, never, including this one twice, never had the opportunity to express a policy decision.
Thank you for your comments. Further discussion? Seeing none, let's do a roll call vote on this one, sir.
Representative Morgan?
No.
Representative Hannah?
No.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Garrard?
No.
Representative Galizio?
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nathanson?
Aye.
Co-Chair Nolan?
Yes.
Senator Cart, Westland?
Aye.
Senator Gordman?
Aye.
Senator Winters?
No.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Bates?
Aye.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Senator Morse?
No.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Bridger?
No.
Senator Whitsitt?
No.
Vice Chair Carter?
Aye.
Co-Chair Schrader?
Aye. Motion carries.
Motion carries.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, thank you. All right, guys. Another day's work done. My guess is we'll be here again tomorrow because we just love one another. But let's love one another tonight at Rudy's at 6 o'clock. Meeting adjourned.